either go to the grid or go to a vote. Why don't we take public comments if there are any from members of the community in attendance this evening? Mrs. Phillips. Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for the opportunity to come and address the board. As you know, I've followed these building projects quite closely over the last few years. And before you take a vote, I wanted to remind you to consider some of the things that we've been dealing with as a town on some of these building projects. Just a reminder, because I know you're already familiar with them. Some of the things that I have paid attention to that are significant to me. Number one, something that's come to my mind and I found rather disturbing was that over the last 2 years since Flansburgh's been doing the elementary school project, they've overbilled the town over $90,000. And I know that some of you have asked that question in the interviews about how their offices run and managed. And they did not say that they were going to intended to put any more staff on that position. And I'm comparing that. I know it's not apples to apples, but I'm seeing a couple of teachers here and that. And I know it was caught and they paid it back. But just the fact that it went so long without being addressed concerns me greatly. The other thing that also concerns me as I review the invoices is that when Flansburgh was hired for the elementary school, they were hired on a fixed fee, which was $590,000, was advertised. And in the latest invoice in January that I got through Mr. Foley's office, which you're all aware, the fee, which was fixed, and I don't know what that means, has changed to $945,000. So it's either fixed or it isn't, but there's a $355,000 increase that's occurred over the last year and a half that has is no explanation as far as I can understand, and they probably need to explain that. Another thing that I followed is on their breakdown cost sheets for the project that they reissue through the school committee every so many months as issues come up. The new sheet that was the superintendent gave me a copy of for March 03 had a rebid expense for, you know, the new elementary school to finally start the project was listed at $40,000 on the cost breakdown sheet. However, on the January invoice, its cost now is $157,000, which is another $117,000 increase that is not explained by invoice or by any conversation with the committee. Also, from the technology fund on the new school in the cost breakdown sheet, the technology was originally listed as $440,000 in the project. Now, on the new breakdown sheet, it lists for $100,000. So there's a $340,000 differential for technology. And I would hate to see the people who work so hard at the technology for the high school that to see their job would never end because technology money was being redirected elsewhere. One of the things that concerns me the most, and I know this is a cause for dissension among the committee, is in the barrels design. You know, you've probably heard that we attended the barrels tour, and in the schematics that we received at the time we voted on the project and has been submitted to SBA, you probably remember this. This is a Flansburgh schematic. There were clearly six additional classrooms that were included in that project, and that was intended for that renovation. This sheet is attached to Flansburgh's contract for the Barrel School, and when we were at, bless you, and when we went to the Barrels meeting, we saw that this is now the schematic for the school, and that, I'm sorry, let me show you the right page.
But if I could interrupt just briefly,
sure.
We are talking about the high school.
I know,
really,
but
like your comments to focus on the high school.
Well, I'm talking about what their performance is right now, and my concern is how that might translate into a significantly larger project with significantly more potential problems and issues.
I understand that, Linda, but again, you're throwing out figures that you're purporting as fact that we really would need to study.
I can leave you all of these.
So in the past, the figures don't always kind of add up.
Well, these are all your documents that you know I keep track of those things. So I'd be happy to leave those with you. So the deliverables for the building committee has been the ed specs have not been delivered on time. The final report, which was due according to the Rome program, was due in January, which is still in draft form. So I'm concerned, really. I'm sure they do wonderful designs, but in the mechanics of executing them, there's a lot of I's that have to be dotted and T's that have to be crossed. And this is just a cursory look at some of the things that I've had time to follow up on. And their designs may be good, but I think their paperwork, keeping track of the money, getting what we pay for and not having the project reduced or changed after we vote on it and we appropriate the money for it, those are things that concern me. So I just want to remind the board that all things are not equal. When we already have a track record and an experience with them, let's not ignore what we already know and just make a subjective decision. Thank you.
Yes, is there anyone else who has any public comment? Mr. Brown.
Keep it simple, design partnership.
Thank you for your sweet and direct comment. Thank you, Mr. Brown.
Let's not get too sweet.
Well, it was short and sweet, though. That's what I was suggesting. Okay. It wasn't really a sweet comment. Yes.
I have a comment.
Sure. Would you step up to the mic and identify yourself, please?
I'm a citizen of Reading, and I work for the firm that's been retained by the City of Everett for the Lafayette School.
So would you please identify yourself?
Linda Nato.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Earlier, at the beginning of the meeting, I came and brought you all a picture of the Lafayette School. I actually took that photograph today. The school is wrapped in a bubble. It took on water, and from every penetration, the water came down through and somehow made it between the vapor barrier and the gypsum board, and the school is completely riddled with mold, and it's literally being reconstructed from the inside out, and that's why the building is wrapped, so that it doesn't take on more moisture. But the extensiveness of this problem, you cannot rule out the fact that it is a basic design flaw. The EIFS exterior panel is not a proven system. It's one, as a matter of fact, it's only been being used for the last 5 or 6 years. And I think about 5 or 6 years ago, I'm sorry, they stopped using this. It's imitation precast panels that look like brick that are on the face of the building. But anyway, the place is a mess, and it's costing the City of Everett. And I don't know where they're going to recoup the money from it, but it's a multi-million dollar reconstruction project, and it's something that shouldn't be ignored when assessing this firm.
Linda, just one question, because I did miss it. You say you work for the firm that has what connection with the school?
We're the consultants for the City of Everett on the Lafayette School.
What's the name of that firm?
Covino Environmental.
Thank you very much. Any other public comment this evening? Mr. Phillips. Good evening.
Good evening to all of you. My request is very simple. It is this. I respectfully would like to make this request of the committee, and that is that Mr. Toomey recuse himself from voting for the architect. I am concerned that Mr. Toomey will not be able to objectively separate himself from his relationship with Flansburgh and Associates, since Mrs. Bowen, Sid Bowen's wife, is in the employ of Mr. Toomey's architectural firm. And while Mr. Toomey, I realize, does not believe that it will be a conflict, we have no written statement or opinion from ethics to that effect. Additionally, I do feel that Flansburgh has in the past received favorable treatment that was in part facilitated by Mr. Toomey in the selection of Flansburgh for the feasibility study on the new elementary school. And that happened when fifth-rated Flansburgh was catapulted from fifth place to interview status after three finalists had already been selected. So I say that respectfully. I think that it is in the town's best interest to have a vigilant approach to choices like this that assure that we are choosing what is indeed best for the town. And I was disturbed, I've got to say, when at that Barrows Informational, I witnessed the performance of Flansburgh in the form of Mr. Bowen, who denied flat-footedly that there were originally six classrooms to the Barrows design. When The latest schematics that were passed out at that informational showed that three of the original six classrooms were eliminated. And he denied that until we pressed him on it and showed him the schematics with Flansburgh's name on the bottom. I was amazed also that Mr. Toomey was in agreement and said that there were never any six classrooms originally, and I don't think that represents vigilant oversight as far as the town's interests go. So I do say that respectfully. It's nothing personal, but I think it's ethical and what's in the best interest of the town, and I do hope you consider it.
Thank you, Mr. Phillips. I'm going to just make a very brief comment as chair and as someone who has known Mr. Toomey for, I think, at least a dozen years, but probably more than that. I have never met a more ethical, forthright, straightforward person than Mr. Toomey, who sits two seats to my left. And I, as a friend of Mr. Toomey, take great exception to your suggestion, Gary, that he would in any way not be able to vote straight down the line what's best for this community, and I take great exception to that.
Susan?
I'd like the superintendent.
You have a seat, please, Gary?
I'd like the superintendent.
I'm sorry? Take your seat, please. Oh, okay, I just thought you may want to ask questions, whatever.
I have no questions.
Okay.
Take your seat, please.
Discuss.
I'd like the superintendent to explain to the town the concept of the
redesign. It was a major code change. It was a major code change that took place in the last 2 years, where we believe that because of the design, we had to take a corridor and turn it into an elevator. The codes have changed, and that corridor space or flight of stairs, we were able to move the entrance back to where we originally had it and incorporate that space. So it's my understanding from repeated reviews that we are getting the same number of classrooms, and it's primarily because of code changes. I know that Mr. Toomey and you and I attended the meeting over at the Barrow School, and I know that Mr. Phillips and Mrs. Phillips and several other people there argued that, in fact, there is a loss of rooms, and I don't think that we were able to satisfy them that Saturday, and I don't think that, given the hour tonight and the straw poll I've heard from the board, that we need to continue this conversation.
Yes, my comment is this. Like you, Bill, I've known Tim Toomey since he sat in my living room in his first campaign to run for school committee. I have never met a more ethical, a more concerned person for the education and well-being of the children of this community. He has always been the intellectual heart and soul of this committee for 12 years that I've either been on it or observed it. I really resent the kind of suspicion that you verbally tossed, Mr. Phillips, at Tim Toomey by your comments. I find them disturbing. I find them to be so out of place in what this community values in terms of courtesy, in terms of our sense of community, that I just, to me, you know, I just cannot believe that you would take a chance to say those things publicly that I find scandalous and almost libelous. And I think you owe Mr. Toomey an apology. And that's enough.
No,
you may not. This is not a question.
I'd like the privilege. This is a public meeting.
No, you may not. Understand.
This is a public meeting, Mr. Chairman, and not a courtroom.
Mr. Phillips, I'm the chair for this meeting and one more. As long as I'm the chair, I will control the reasonable conduct of this meeting. You've had your say. Now, please just sit and let the committee do its work. Mr. Toomey?
Well, thank you all for your comments. I appreciate them a lot. I would just, I agree, I don't think we need to discuss this really. I just would remind the school committee as well as the audience that I, both orally and in writing, disclosed the relationship that my firm had with Mr. Bowen's wife, which occurred after the school building committee hired Flansburgh and Associates to do the feasibility study sometime after that. And talking with the Ethics Commission, they made it clear to me there was no conflict of interest, and that was mentioned in my disclosure statement as well. Thanks.
Yes, Mr. Hertzman.
Mr. Chairman, after 12 years of service to the town of Reading, this will be Mr. Toomey's last evening.
I'm aware of that.
I am beyond upset that someone who would give as much time. I think this community needs to know that Mr. Toomey is considered to be the best architect lawyer in the Northeast United States. He is the CAO of the largest architectural firm in the Northeast United States. He has a law degree as well as an architectural degree. And during my eight-year tenure, both on Parker, Coolidge, Barrows, High School, and on every other project in my eight-year tenure, Mr. Toomey has given anywhere from 10 to 50 hours of his architectural as well as law in protecting the best interests of this town in putting information in contracts that even our attorneys don't even know, free, at no charge. And I have to tell you that I think that the last speaker from the audience knew that the committee was leaning in a different direction, and that I guess I question why there was a need to do that, particularly given the 12 years of absolute stellar service. I can't tell you how upset I am.
Thank you. Can't be any more upset than I am or the rest of the board. John, did you have something to feel that you want to say?
Yes, I do. I agree, Mr. Toomey has been a very valued person on this committee. He's spent a lot of time and effort, et cetera. And this is a matter of whether we look at that a relationship above what our laws are. Now, the only thing I can state is that he says, I do not believe that this be a conflict of interest. And certainly we have a body in the state called the Ethics Group that rules on these things. And the only point was made was their ruling that was made. And it's a simple question. It applies to everybody. Everybody here in the community has to comply with the same laws, regardless how good the effort is by any particular individual. So instead of taking it as a part of a personal attack against an individual, I say this is a matter of whether we want to comply with those particular rules and regulations we have in the community and the state. It's a simple thing.
John, are you aware that Mr. Toomey contacted the Ethics Commission and discussed this matter with them as he disclosed in his letter? Are you aware that he did that and followed the guidance of the Ethics Commission? You know, this is something that happens all too often, and it's a suggestion, like you're making, that something's been done below the table. And in fact, we already know from his letter and from his... Well, wait a minute. From his statement this evening, that Tim contacted the Ethics Commission, was given guidance, and followed that guidance to a T. What possible other issue could anyone have? And with that rhetorical question, I'm going to ask if there's any further, Mr. McFadden.
Tim, I'm sorry. You deserve better.
Thank you, Carl. Mr. Brown?
Mr. Slater, I should have moved the question.
Thank you. And we're going to. Is there anyone who wants to make a motion?
I would move. I'm going to make a stab at this, and I'm going to ask for Mr. Toomey's assistance, as he has provided so ably over the last 12 years in matters of procedure and verbiage. But I would move that the Reading School Committee move forward with design partnership and commence negotiation of a contract for the additions and renovations to Reading Memorial High School.
Any discussion? Mr. Toomey says that's all right.
And can I take my chance for discussion?
Sure.
As far as discussing this, I didn't say when I was making my comments exactly how I was leaning, but I think it was clear that the values of the community in my mind, are based around longevity, around some of those values that I felt design partnership really brought.
to the table, and they brought a sense of enthusiasm. And as Carl mentioned, they had already taken things a step further from where they were a week ago. And they were very knowledgeable, just from their comments about little details that were inside the design schematic approach that was presented by Flansburgh. I think that given that they have started projects for us and finished them, we have a certain level of comfort. I just feel very good about moving forward with them in this role. I don't want to take anything away from Sid. Sid's got a couple projects which we are moving forward with. He's done a great job for this town. And in a sense, we'll still have a signature on the high school. I mean, the design, the basic design, is due to the creative talents that his firm brings to our town. But that's my rationale for putting this motion forward. And I only offer this because we could sit up here with the chart, but it seemed to me that we've already voiced our opinions, and to me it's probably a point where we should just take a vote and see if we have a...
We love your chart, but we're probably not going to use it.
I mean, I don't want to be master of the obvious here, but the obvious is quite apparent.
Any further comment before we go to the vote? Tim?
I'm going to vote no, because I think that the town will be better served by Flansburgh. I do think we'll be well served by Design Partnership, and given the folks' comments, I want to vote my conscience first, but if the vote goes as I suspect it will, then I would like to make a motion after that to make it unanimous. I think it would be important for the architect to go forward with the unanimous vote.
And the superintendent has a comment?
Mr. Chairman, I contacted town council a few minutes ago, indicated to town council that Mr. Toomey has an employee in his office who has a direct relationship to Mr. Bowen. I asked for a legal opinion. Council indicated that as long as Mr. Toomey has identified that, which he has, and as long as he draws no financial gain from it, Mr. Toomey can, in fact, vote for this evening on the vote.
Of course, and thank you. Any further comment? Yes. John, you have a comment?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
This is a very important project. I feel that Flansburgh was not my choice for specific reasons, and I'm very happy to hear that it seems that more people agree with the fact that Design Partnership is the better choice. When making this decision, I realize that I've complained about the compromise in this process from the beginning. And I voted in one case to accept the ranking sheet, which I made a mistake in accepting, and the other votes I took to others. I voted against that particular procedure because, as I've said, that this is an important procedure, and I want to make sure that I follow the regulations that we are supposed to be following in this particular state. So I do agree with the feeling, I believe, that most of the people are going to vote for Design Partnership. Now, there's a need to go along with this process, but there are a couple of things that I have not found yet at this point in time. One is the financial statements, which I think is a very important part of this process. I have not seen them at this point in time. So I feel until I have more certainty in terms of the company that I am going to go along with, because as I said earlier, that Flansburgh could complete the process and meet the June 1st deadline, unless someone tells me otherwise. I've been hearing that all along. There's not a problem with that process taking place. But at the same time, I don't want to be the one slowing down anything if it is the case. And since I feel my objective has been achieved, I may be willing to compromise my thinking about what I've been doing and simply vote in favor of Design Partnership. So I would like to hear some more debate on this before I make my final decision.
If there is more debate or discussion, or has everyone had an opportunity, my feeling is you can study something to death and do no good when, you know, if trash pickup is Thursday morning, come Wednesday night, I make sure I have the barrels out by the street. And if I'm not really sure come Wednesday night whether I'm going to be ready for trash pickup Thursday morning, guess what? It's coming whether I'm ready or not, just like the students are here and more are coming, and it's time to vote. Any further comments, Mr. Dahl?
One of the things that I did want to say is that the whole process that we're going to finish tonight is really been, to me, kind of amazing. The selection tonight will validate the entire process that was set up years ago. We had town meeting voting to approve this project, move it forward. We have the voters voting to approve money for a schematic design. We have a school building committee that met for a lengthy period of time, lots of meetings, always open to the public. And I know that because I came to a lot of them and offered opinions, and many people came and offered opinions. And then we took that to another town meeting and to a townwide vote. And then the process is handed over to the school committee. It was handed over when the town meeting voted. And then we had a chance to go through the same process of interviewing the architects that the school building committee did. And got to the point where we reached a very similar conclusion where we both felt after presentations that the firm of Design Partnership and the firm of Blanford Associates were two excellent firms that could do a fabulous job. And in one case, you're moving forward with a certain study. They chose Flansburgh, and I think they made the right decision at the time. And Flansburgh presented some great ideas, did a lot of great work, and this committee had an opportunity to come back and look at it again. And for the balance of the project, which is a $54 million building project, to the most, one might say, the most important building in the town, we reached a slightly different decision, but still employing the same process and the same thoughtfulness. And to me, I just get really excited that we're moving so far in the process, and the process has worked. And I really thank all the people along the way that really helped bring this to fruition. I thank the people on town meeting that listened to this, the people on the school building committee, the voters, the people that have objected to this and offered insight as to why. Everyone in the community that has contributed in some way really should be pleased with the way the process has worked. And I am, and I'm prepared to vote.
Mr. Chairman, if we have much more discussion, I don't think I'm going to make the June 1st deadline on the... Well, I'm going to make a very, very brief final comment on this, and that is just to say, if there's anyone out there who's attended these meetings or has watched us on television and does not think this is an open-ended, open-minded process and an open-minded committee, then you're not paying attention. And lest that be misunderstood, the negative comments by a couple people this evening about Flansburgh have nothing to do with my preference for Design Partnership. I look at the positives, and I look at the enthusiasm that that group brings to this project. Any other comments, or are we ready for the vote?
Okay.
We're ready for the vote. All those in favor of the motion that's been made and seconded, please signify by raising your right hand. All those opposed? Okay, the motion carries 5-1.
Move to revote and reach a unanimous conclusion.
Which one? Let Tim do it.
Oh, sorry, Tim, go ahead.
I would move that the school committee unanimously
for Flansburgh. I'm sorry. For Design Partnership. For Design Partnership as the architect for the high school project.
I'll slip that in.
Yeah, I'll second that Design Partnership.
Thank you.
Is there any further discussion? There being none, all those in favor for the motion that's been made and seconded, please signify by raising your right hand. All those opposed, and the motion carries unanimously 6-0.
Thank you very much.
Chairman, I just want to remind all board members to put in their evaluation sheets for both last week.
Yes, and I've spoken with board members as well. Is there a report? I have a brief comment. I do have a brief comment as school committee chair. Is there a report of superintendent this evening? Superintendent remarked earlier that this is Mr. Toomey's last meeting after 12 years on this committee.